Midden FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
Join the MV Glenmidden on its way from Ardrossan to Uig. At least that's where the crew think they're heading. It could be that Crawford was right in thinking that Maggie bringing a cat on board has doomed the venture from the start. Anyway, let's go over to the lounge area, where Scotty, Maggie, and Torkel Strauss are holding court.
And that's why she thought the man had three legs.
Oh, you tell a good story, Torkel.
Please, call me Fox. My friends all call me Fox the Box.
Fox, what a pretty name. How did you come about that, then? Is it that you have a big, bushy...
Woman, will you behave yourself? Jeez, oh, you're after anything in trousers.
Do I spy the little green jealousy monster? You want me all to yourself, isn't that right?
Look, woman, do I have to tell you once more that I'm no interested in you? You never seem to listen. Your head's in the clouds most of the time. Are you listening to me?
I'm just having a look out of the porthole. I think we must be passing Ardnamurrachan. There's the lighthouse. Such memories. It brings back to me of the time I was dating the lighthouse keeper with the wooden leg.
I think you'll find that's not Ardnamurrachan as far as I remember. The lighthouse doesn't have lights going all the way up the side of it. No, that's Blackpool Tower.
But that can't be right. We're going north. Not south.
Oh, help my bob, that'll be the one jumped up tatty to a navigating officer. Are you sure that's Blackpool Tower?
Are you insinuating that I am not aware of all the places I've been kicked out of over the years? That's Blackpool Tower. Listen! Aye, that's Blackpool Tower right enough.
Oh, it's better go and warn the captain.
Looks as though the navigating officer Robert Thatcher has done it again. Scotty goes and finds Thatcher and takes him to the captain's cabin. The captain, unaware of what is happening, is having a cup of tea in his cabin, listening to his favourite Judy Garland record.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Come in.
Captain, there's bad news, I'm afraid. We seem to be heading for Blackpool and no Uig.
That's ridiculous. Thatcher, you had the chart. What on earth's gone wrong?
Believe me, I have no idea. Look, here's Ardrossan and here's where we're heading, north.
Let me see. I don't believe this. You've got the chart upside down.
Silly me.
Scotty, get Dick to turn hard round and head north. Since we're going to be late, we may as well stop off at Oban. I know somewhere we can get extra fuel.
Aye, aye, Captain.
You, Thatcher, go back to your cabin, if you can find it, and we'll get you the dummy's guide to navigating when we stop off. Either that or have you circumnavigated. Now, where was I? Ah, yes.
Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chin.
With Thatcher the navigator safely locked away in his cabin and Dick at the wheel, it looks as if the ship may now be on course for Uig. After stopping off in Oban to pick up fuel, actually it was 300 gallons of used chip fat oil from the Golden Fry chip shop, the ship is once more on its way north.
Dick, you're doing a fine job there, me lad. You certainly know your way around the old sextant.
Captain, I was in the brownies when I was younger. They taught us how to use a compass when we were in the woods with Brown Owl. She always said, Dick, if it's pointing up the way, then you know you're on the right track.
You were at the brownies? Surely you mean the scouts?
No, Captain, I was definitely in the brownies. You see, I have an older sister, and my mother couldn't afford to buy another uniform, so I got her hand-me-downs, and they wouldn't let me in the scouts wearing the dress.
No, well, I can understand that. Anyway, good show, and I'm glad someone around here knows which way is up.
Captain, may I have a word with you? It's concerning the number of crew you have on the books. It doesn't tally with the number of crew that have been counted on board ship, and as purser, I need to keep a tight tally.
Well, Mr. McPocket, I certainly aren't pulling the wool over anyone's eyes. There are 14 on board, including the band, you, me and Maggie's pussy.
Ah, well, there's where you are wrong. I only count 13. You have a Roger Jolly cabin boy down here, and he's nowhere to be seen. Are you trying to take two wages out of this venture, Mr. McNelson?
For a start, Mr. McPocket, I am no mister. I am Captain McNelson to you. Secondly, there is a Roger, the cabin boy.
Well, if there is, he's nowhere to be seen on this ship.
Scotty, have you any idea where he might be?
Captain, the last I heard of him, he was painting the outside of the boat with unpainted boat.
You don't think for one minute... No, that's ridiculous, he wouldn't.
What is it, Captain?
Scotty, Crawford, could you both go and have a look over the side of the ship and see if you spot anything untowards?
Captain, over there! Look at yon wee sowl clinging to the cradle, brushing one hand and a tin of paint in the other.
Quick, get him back on deck. And mind he doesn't spill any of that paint. Roger, what on earth have you been doing down there?
Captain, I was painting the ship like Scotty told me. Trouble is, I have to keep going over it every time we hit a wave. It just washes off.
No wonder. Look, emulsion. Who in their right mind would paint the outside of a ship with emulsion?
Scotty said.
I might have known. Call yourself a chief engineer. You get the ship doomed.
Away you go, Gypsy Rose Lee. You and your doomed. You're the only one that's doomed around here. At least you will be when your face meets my boot.
Oh, Scotty, my love, you tell him I love a man when he's tanned or so.
Enough. Look, Roger obviously is traumatised. Maybe we should stop off at Ardnamurchan and let him have a couple of hours with his sheep.
Ach, come on here, my wee love. Let me press you to my bosom and your cares will disappear.
Press him in the own bosom and you'll suffocate him.
That reminds me, Captain. When we next stop in port somewhere, can someone get me my double D batteries? I'm thinking I might be needing them soon.
Indeed we will, Maggie. Dick, lay us down at the old historic wooden pier at Kinlochmoidad.
Maggie eventually let Roger out of her bosom in time for him to go off and have an hour with his cross-cheviot ewes and to borrow a couple of DD batteries from his mother. The rest of the crew had a chance to take in the delights of the lighthouse and buy a couple of ice creams before it was time to set sail once more.
Maggie, is Roger all right? Did he get back okay?
That he did. I've got him tucked up in bed, the poor wee soul. He was so tired running after all those sheep.
Right, well, Dick, gets anchors away and off to Uig.
Aye, aye, Captain.
What on earth was that noise?
I don't know, Captain, but we're being followed by a huge big wooden thing.
Let me see. Dick, that is the old historic pier. Who was supposed to let go the stay rope?
What's the stay rope, Captain?
We're doomed.
Thus, the MV Glenmidden was the last ship to use the old historic pier at Kinlochmoidad, although the wood did come in handy later on for building Maggie's new cabin. However, will the ship make it to Uig in one piece? Has Crawford seen the future, and it isn't a bright one? Will Maggie's bosoms come in handy when the captain has one of his headaches? All will be revealed in the next episode of the Glenmidden Chronicles.
That was the Glenmidden Chronicles, presented by Coolin FM. Voices in no particular order were supplied by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, John Grundy, and Shona Campbell. This has been an Old Mission House production for Coolin FM.